Isaiah chapter 18. Now let's remember that this was when Hezekiah was the king and the Assyrians were coming to attack Judah. And the people, instead of trusting in Isaiah and trusting in the words of God, they were trying to get Egypt to help them. So, woe to the land who sends messengers along the rivers in papyrus boats. They go swiftly to a tall, smooth-skinned nation, to a people feared far and wide, to a nation whose land the rivers divide. So I think this is talking about Isaiah saying, woe to you messengers who are going from Judah and slipping away down there to Egypt to try and persuade the Egyptians to come and help us against the Assyrians. All you inhabitants of the world, you who live on the earth, when a banner is raised on the mountains, you will see it, and when the trumpet sounds, you will hear it. For this is what Yahweh has told me. I will remain quiet and watch in my dwelling place. For before the harvest, when the season of the budding is over, and when the sour grapes ripen into mature grapes, he will cut off all the shoots with his knives. He will clear away the branches by lopping them off, and they will be left for wild birds to come and live upon, and the wild birds of prey will spend their summer feeding on them. And at that time there will tribute be brought to Yahweh of hosts from this tall and smooth-skinned people, from the people who are feared far and wide, from the nation that judges others, whose land the rivers divide. Even they will come to Mount Zion, to the place that bears the name of Yahweh. Well, I think what that's saying in the end is that, look, Judah, you're trusting in Egypt, and you're sending your messengers off down there saying, please, please be our friend and come and fight the Assyrians for us. And he's saying, look, Israel, you are going to be judged. It's not going to work out how you think. And in the end, all you inhabitants of the world, the whole land around Israel, all those nations, they were all going to be judged. And in the end, you'll all repent, and a remnant of you are going to come up to Mount Zion, the Temple Mountain in Jerusalem, and worship God there. So that's the end of all flesh, either to be destroyed by God's judgments or to repent and come humbly to worship God. And that's the choice that we have in this life, really.